Hi, Eric. I'd just like to talk to you a little bit more about the OCR GCSE PE Physical Education course. This course is a 60% theory course with a 40% practical element. The theory course is assessed by two written examination papers, both lasting 1 hour. And this course provides a thorough introduction to all aspects of sports science. So, in terms of topics that you will study all of the body systems, so the cardiovascular system, the heart and the blood, the muscular system, the skeletal system. We'll look at training and fitness and the effects that this has upon the body systems. We'll also look at modern topics such as sports injuries and treatment, some biomechanics looking at how implements and equipment is utilized in sport. There's also a bit of sports psychology looking at how the mental side of sport is so important. We also study social and cultural aspects of sport, such as organization, global sporting events and issues that are happening in sport at the moment. In terms of the practical, you are assessed as a performer in three different sporting activities. One of these activities has got to be an individual sport, such as athletics, swimming, gymnastics, skiing, horse riding, so an individual sport. Playing singles in, say, tennis or badminton is also classified as an individual sport as well. Your second assessment's got to be in a games activity. So that would be something like football, netball, rugby, or hockey. And you are assessed in your positional role. Say you're a goalkeeper or a goal shooter or a centre or a midfielder. You're assessed in your ability to play in your positional role within that sport. Your third assessment is your choice, and you can either do another individual sport or you can do another games activity. So three assessments in total. That's worth 40% of the overall mark, so 10% on each of those three activities. You also have 10% on a piece of written coursework. That's where you get to select your favourite sport, the sport that you play the most, and you plan a training programme that you would use in order to improve fitness linked to that sporting activity. In terms of the lessons that you have, you will have three dedicated GCSE PE lessons over the 2 week timetable. That will be a mixture of practical and some theory assessment as well. In year nine, in the first year of the GCSE, our focus is more upon practical performance and the ability to analyse performance and plan for improvement. But you will also have some theory elements there as well. You still get your normal games allocation. So, in addition to what you do in PE, you will get your normal games lesson, your normal PE lesson allocation as well. Now, in terms of whether you think this is the right option for you, if you're going to select GCSE PE, you do need to have a strong interest in all aspects of sport. And you also need to be performing in a sporting activity outside of school. So it's something that you've really got to be keen on and really want to do. And we recommend that you're playing sport outside of school. I know that's been really difficult recently with the current situation we're in, but hopefully things are going to improve in the future. In terms of where this course leads to, a lot of our students who do GCSE PE go on to study at A level. A level builds upon the topics that you've done at GCSE and is a sports science A level. Students who are currently following this pathway have done GCSE PE, A level PE, then they've gone on to study a topic linked to this. We've had quite a few of our year 13 students go into medical fields such as physiotherapy. If you've got any questions about this course, then please ask one of your PE teachers, so you can approach PE teacher directly, depending on which group that you're in, or you can email me dwalker@hetgrammar.co.uk and give some more information about the course. If you want to look it up for yourselves, there will be an information booklet coming out, and it's also the OCR examination course, so you can go online and look at the spec there. But any questions you've got about the course, then please ask one of your PE teachers. Thank you very much.